Hannah.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're the only one.
Okay.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
I'm going to mute.
Anabakoa. Gedula chimincha. Kati. Sera. Alephet Gimel Yitak Zadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagbenu taharenu nora kufre shayan sintet nun nagibor dor sheyehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rakame Sitkatsa, Tamid Gamlem. Betet Resh, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Erov Tuvcha, Na. Et kufet tet nunayan. Yachid gea lamcha pene zochre kiddushatach. Yud gimelamet pe zayan kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan. The resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet of Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation Teumim, the twins, the astrological sign of Gemini. Together, the resh and the Zion spell the Hebrew word Raz, which means secret. Resh and Zion together has a gematria of 207, which is similar to the Hebrew word for light, as well as for the En Sof, the endless world, as well as Adon Olam, master of the universe. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyat Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Avon Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year 5777. By studying two verses that have the same energy. The year's energy is that of the goat. The first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor o yevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year is concealed, Tav Shin Ayin Zion. Each of these letters is separated by seven letters each. Kein ba Adonai Yohewahe Eloheichem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 76, the year of the pause, is what we will study next. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Ata A Rekacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second verse that connects to this energy of the pause. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. We'll now connect to the year 5775, which has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. We study them. First, we'll study Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23 is the second verse we study. Uru, udu, mikol ha-machavo iyam, asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem, elai el nachom, v'halakti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti, O Tob, call Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved roal yom ruayo. And then the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to that energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Asher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God by scanning them right to left, top to bottom. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 13th day of Sivan. Rabbi Ephraim Katz of Vilna, Rabbi Abraham Yitzchaki, Rabbi Chaim Yisrael Morgenstern of Pilot, Rabbi Yaakov Meir ben Rabbi Shlomo Betzalel Biederman, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Weiss of Spinka, Rabbi Yaakov Mutsafi, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page. The Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 19, the second column from the left. It opens up to a landing page. And if you scroll down to class number, I believe it's 19. Let me confirm that. Yes, it's 19. That link will open up to where we will start. We'll say a L'shem Yichud, and I will say a verse from this paragraph in the Aramaic, and then we will scan the rest of the Aramaic, and then we'll start reading in the English. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimud Hilu Udhilu or Shimu. Leachta Lishem Yud He Bavav He. Beyehudah Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sot Torah Mitzvah. Vahino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konane Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konanehu. Bereshit kam Ravi Shimon Patach v'yamar Na Elihu Eliyahu Biyom Omea Alcha B'malchut Kadisha Ihi Nafila Begil Galuta Tol Rishuta Dilachatazuz Mainin Tehashakinta Vichaleha Nasirin Lecha Malake Hasharet Titmar b'chon chen ara'alem, tzei kochotzi, Sevichen levar machaikalin lo it taman ma demak mekavel tzilotin de Israel kematzafirin mitzafatzafin Bitsalotin Lika Beim Hon Dinun Mikananu Alaradinatrin Leha Vikalho Atkariao Tafirim Al Shem Khan Tapor Dehime Kadisha. We'll start scanning at the second word of line 7. Section 21A. There is a higher connection that runs throughout the heavens. These birds of prayer are carried on the wings of thought and await their disposition on earth. These angels are the means of carrying thoughts to its holy place. Consider the home of thought that arises in connection above. This is the home of all that is coming from the source. The recognition above this is wisdom, which only comes with awareness. The nest is the interwoven thoughts that bring forth the chicks. The temple is the consciousness of heaven of Sinai, of the freedom to awaken in holiness. Thoughts beget other thoughts. The chicks, compared to the appearance and awareness of Zerampin, as a result of special prayers, yes, but these prayers take us to another level of listening. These prayers are in the egg stage when they are not linked with holiness. Once linked with holiness, they can assume a holy direction. This is why we do not take the mother symbolizing holiness, Shekhinah, from her chicks, because until the mother resides with her chicks, the holiness cannot be born with the thoughts that are now coming together. The permanent place of prayer is our constant awareness that prayer abides within and is aided by the Shekhinah, rising and lifting prayer, infusing it with holiness. When we have the realization of a bird's nest, within this is the kernel of prayer that we promote daily and grooves it into its place. The throne is the seat of the mother in union with the father, or the Shekhinah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even better still, our thoughts infused with holiness that are actively aware of the unity of their being. Rachel's tomb, a crossroads. Oh, that I were in the wilderness in a lodging place. Therefore the two messiahs redeeming Israel. This is also about the reawakening of consciousness. Rachel's tomb is a symbol for transformation of Israel, or the mundane thoughts that are part of the system, while as yet underneath the awareness of holiness. When these are interconnected, the Messiah appears in our recognition of rebirth and our sense of the unity of connection. It is by our consciousness that we grow in the field, in the firmament, inside of consciousness, since striving to discover the mystery leads to the awareness that the mystery is equal, in equal measure is discovering who we are. The Sabbath is the quiet place within our within, or the simple awareness of the truth of unity. It is here that all these transformations take place, fed by our realizations, which are rivulets of water, so that on Sabbath even souls are reborn in terms of their awareness of holiness. Sheikhs, sages, symbolic of thoughts that are infused with their own capacity to discern not only one another, but also the direction of their flow, are crystallized by the Shekhinah giving them the pathways above of eternity. Each time these realizations rise up on the wings of the Shekhinah, unity is experienced, which enlivens the entire thought atmosphere, transforming below and rising above. The mother that is lying with her chicks is the Shekhinah, so that the eggs which are hatched are the new thoughts, the new souls that are the result of Torah study, Talmud study that is accomplished by those masters who understand the purpose of that study, which is to create new thoughts and unify the tree from the bottom to the top. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah. The Shekhinah is the mitzvah, worthy one who unites both together. That's the end of section 21a. I did not make any commentary. Not because it isn't necessary, but because I really didn't know how to explain it. Are there any questions? Section 21b. Let us scan the Aramaic. Section 21B. When you see into the heart of Torah, you recognize the way things work and act accordingly. It is the unification of your understanding of becoming aware, which is remembrance, and acting in the fashion of the way things work through observation, that you fulfill the unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Shekhinah. All of these examples given speak to the same principle. Unless you have the feeling of what is right, which is the Shekhinah, unified with your highest purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not bring forth the holiness that is your calling. You are bound to this holiness because it is by its signature nature that your soul is attached. How much more, then, could your thoughts and actions also be attached? Because the Shekhinah resides within you and only comes forth when you do the right thing, a mitzvah. Torah study, all inquiries into the nature of things, and many other things, you cannot reach above until you connect within. It is as though the Shekhinah, once awakened, is destined to rise above, and that is your connection. Therefore, first awaken the Shekhinah and be guided in your ways by her. This is the pathway to holiness. Without the Shekhinah, the inner space is darkness and void. With the Shekhinah, there is light. What does this mean? It is the knowledge of the way things work that lets you accomplish your heart's desire. First, however, there is the mastery of the way things work, which is the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is then a spiritual state of being that we may only bring out within ourselves via our intentions to do so in all of the moments of our lives. The Shekhinah is the opening through which the passage above, or the unity of purpose and design, are realized. Psalm 27:3. Though a host should encamp against me, in this I trust. 103:19, and his kingdom rules over all. 7:23, Shmot 7:23, neither did he lay even this to heart. Psalm 92:7, a brutish man knows not, neither does a fool understand this. Section 22a. Let us scan the Aramaic. Section 22a. The Shekhinah rises above, reaching the king. Thoughts in their supplication stage are raised into their manifestation stage, meaning here is where prayers are answered. This bezot, in this is the kingdom, the realization of purpose. These 6 days of the week and the Sabbath are not speaking of actual days, but rather the levels of awakening that consciousness goes through. Thoughts have a gestation period, call it a period of growth. Once this growth reaches the level of maturity, thoughts rise up. The rising up, this is the Shekhinah. Now we see this in detail in the 50 gates of freedom levels of maturation. Work in the context related here refers to cutting ourselves off from the Shekhinah, since we labor under the assumption that it is our efforts alone that accomplish our ends. Unwritten commentary. Obviously, that is a false statement and a false understanding. Continuing to read. Arouse for me the 50 gates. 50 times Shemot from Egypt is in the Torah. 50 letters of the Shema twice a day that we all recite. Hear, O Israel, is 2 times 25 or 50. It is through contemplation of the Shema that the Shekhinah is realized. This is the arousal spoken of here. Our thoughts can only take us so far, and then it is up to the Shekhinah to travel those nether spaces into unification. Indeed, whatever brings up us to the Shekhinah is our healing of the vagaries of non-focused attention. This hidden light is the light that fills us, the feeling that awakens us. It is the higher mother because of its efforts on our consciousness, bringing the sense of unity in moment. When we are praying for ultimately is that connection with the Shekhinah, no matter what physical outcomes we are striving for. Until we have that connection, those physical outcomes are out of reach. Once in the flow of that connection with the Shekhinah, nothing can be denied to us, since we are one with all. Truly, what we ask to be forgiven from is indifference. The indifference of thinking that we are alone in this world. Without the Shekhinah, we are alone. However, when we use our attention to seek her, this is when we reach unity, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are those that live in this world without regard to the consequences of their thoughts and their actions. They are unaware of the Shekhinah and her relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their fulfillment is incomplete, one subject to ebbs and flows or not at all. Through the contemplation of Torah, your mother, you awaken a Shekhinah and are given the truth about the way things work and your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the covering of tzitzit and its wrapping, and tefillin of the hand of which it is written. A prayer of the afflicted prayer is a wrapping of thought. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? Let us scan section 22B. The aspect of thought that is prayer is what covers us via the tabernacle, or through insights into the deeper nature of thought. The three colors in the eye, the burning bush, the covering of the tefillin, all of these things and many more, all of these refer to the veils of thought that must be awakened to ensure their transparency. The Shekhinah is the expression of holiness that rises above. When it begins to rise, this is the function of higher thought. When it touches the principle of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it immediately flows below, fulfilling the imaging process, that which must take place. This is the ensouling process, whereby forms coalesce around thoughts, giving tangible meanings to their ethereal counterparts. The Shekhinah is the expression of holiness that is received above, and via this reception, the entire consciousness is transformed, unless there are blockages, in which case the process is cut short until these blockages may be transformed into transparency. The means for doing so is called the Tabernacle of Peace. Here is where the flowing of the Shekhinah fills consciousness with unity so that there may be the recognition of divine principle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way, thoughts are prepared for their transformations via the unifications that takes place in the expression of holiness. This is compared to the tabernacle above and the sukkah below. At the same time, the children are under the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a voice came out, it said, "Do not take the mother upon the children." Immediately comes, "Remember and observe Shabbos," and the night of the first day of Shabbos, his second voice came out, "Send out." Does anyone have any questions? I'm going to end the class here. Remind you that tomorrow at 4:30 there will be a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock will be our questions and answers sessions. I hope you'll join us. Shabbat shalom to all. Shalom to all. Much peace and happiness. Shalom.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.